Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Ongoing efforts to boost sustainability in Philadelphia will be highlighted Thursday evening at the Academy of Natural Sciences. Let's get an advanced look at Philly's GreenWorks program with Catherine Gajewski, Director of the Mayor's Office of Sustainability. Catherine, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
The effort called GreenWorks launched in 2009. How far along are we?
We took a really broad look at sustainability in our GreenWorks plan, and we set initiatives and goals around energy, the environment, equity, engagement, and the economy. And we're putting our 2014 report out this week, and we're sharing that we have progress on 161 of 164 of our initiatives. So we're making good progress.
And is it primarily with the intent of managing the city's resources, their 600 buildings and 4,000 plus cars?
It's very much focused on municipal government and our assets and what we can do to lead by example and to improve efficiency and sustainability within our footprint. But it also extends beyond city government and goes into work happening in the private sector, in communities, at the neighborhood level. So it's very expansive in how it defines and approaches sustainability in Philadelphia.
Tell us about some of the big successes so far.
An overall major success is just that this is really starting to become the norm. When we put the plan out in 2009, we didn't know if it was going to gain traction or not, especially right after we released GreenWorks, the economy fell into recession. And we thought, man, in this context, are people going to care about sustainability? And we found that in the last 5 years, there's been even more of an effort on efficiency, on smart government. And this is really resonating with city leaders and the public at large.
Have you had enough of a time frame yet in those 5 years to determine metrics around some of the specifics like reducing greenhouse gas emissions or diverting solid waste from landfills?
We've really learned a lot about some core metrics in the city. Greenhouse gas emissions and energy use are two that we now have 5 or 6 years of data for, and we're seeing some interesting trends. You know, the top trend that we're really watching is the connection between extreme weather, and we're seeing that really impact energy use trends and greenhouse gas trends. And those are things that we're concerned by because they're taking us in the wrong direction, but that because we're following, we can start to plan for.
What are some of the frustrations? What are some of the points that are not moving along as quickly as you might have liked?
You know, we've seen gains beyond our goals in waste management, in access to fresh food through the expansion of farmers markets and corner store initiatives. So we've seen above pace progress across many areas of the plan. But there are certainly areas where we aren't progressing as quickly as we would like to be.
For example,
energy use. We had set pretty aggressive energy reduction goals, both for city government and citywide, and we're not seeing those trend down at the pace that we want them to. And what we're tying that back to is the extreme weather. When we have extreme weather in the winter and the summer, it really puts a strain on the heating and cooling, which jumps our energy use pretty tremendously. We're not seeing the reductions in either municipal or citywide energy use that we would like to see, despite a lot of energy efficiency and other improvements that are being made across the city's building stock. So that's an area where we're focusing a lot of attention and a lot of our work. Also, greenhouse gas emissions. Again, there's a direct tie between weather, energy, and greenhouse gas emissions. So we're not seeing the scale of greenhouse gas reductions that we would like to see coming out of Philadelphia.
Mayor Nutter certainly wants to do well in this regard. He was the champion of it, created the Office of Sustainability. Do you have a sense that it will succeed his tenure?
We have been very fortunate to have a strong leader in Mayor Nutter on this issue, and that's critical. We've worked closely with city government leaders, neighborhood leaders, and city council. And city council actually passed legislation unanimously this spring to make the Office of Sustainability permanent within city government. So it will go on the November ballot, and voters will have the ultimate choice there. This is something that resonates and has a broad base of support, and certainly Mayor Nutter kicked things off. Hopefully future leaders will keep it going.
Catherine Gajewski, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you very much, Dave.